Chapter 9. Watson's second report.
Baskerville Hall, October the 15th. My dear Holmes, so many things happened during these last 2 days that I don't know where to start. Our plan was to sit in Sir Henry's room the next night and wait for Barrymore, then follow him when he walked past. Sir Henry was very pleased with this idea. It would break the monotony of life in this dull place, he said. That day he went for a walk. He told me, smiling, that he wanted to be alone. I understood that in fact Sir Henry wanted to see Miss Stapleton alone, but my orders from you were to stay with him at all times. It was embarrassing, but I decided to follow him. After a while, I saw Sir Henry and Miss Stapleton at a distance, in deep conversation. Suddenly, I saw Stapleton running towards the couple. He began to insult Sir Henry, gesticulating madly. He then walked away and called his sister. She looked at Sir Henry indecisively, but eventually followed her brother. Poor Sir Henry was left alone and looked very discouraged. When I ran down to meet him, his face was red with anger and embarrassment.
Watson, why are you following me?
He asked. I explained it was impossible for me to leave him alone because of my promise to you, Holmes. He looked irritated at first, but then started to laugh.
Well, now everyone knows I arranged to meet Miss Stapleton. Watson, what do you think of her brother? He says I can't ask her to marry me. Why not? Am I so undesirable?
Certainly not, Sir Henry, I replied.
She was very happy to see me today,
he continued.
But she didn't want to talk about love. She insisted that I go away from this place, because she believes it's dangerous. I asked her to come with me too, and marry me. But before she could answer, her brother arrived and behaved like a madman. I can't understand it.
It was certainly very strange, and I didn't understand why the lady accepted the situation without protest. However, that afternoon, Stapleton arrived at Baskerville Hall and apologised for his behaviour. He explained that he was very protective of his sister, and he needed time to accept that someone wanted to marry her. So, here is the explanation for that small mystery. That night, Sir Henry and I waited in his room until 3 o'clock, but we didn't hear anything. The next night we sat again, in complete silence, in Sir Henry's room. After 2 o'clock, we heard steps in the corridor, and when we looked out, we saw Barrymore. We followed him, and he again went to the window, looking out over the moor with a candle in his hand. Sir Henry walked into the room, and Barrymore turned towards us, his expression completely shocked.
What are you doing here, Barrymore?
Demanded Sir Henry.
Nothing, sir.
He was very agitated, and the candle in his hand shook.
I just checked the window was shut.
Why are you holding that candle up to the window?
Said Sir Henry severely. The man looked miserable and desperate.
Don't ask me, sir. Please don't ask me. It is not my secret, and I cannot tell it.
I had an idea. I took the candle from the man. It must be a signal. Let's see if there is an answer. I held the candle to the window. I stared out at the darkness, and suddenly I saw a tiny point of light. There it is, I cried. I can see it.
No, no, sir. It is nothing.
The butler interrupted nervously.
Of course it is a signal. Is this a conspiracy against me?
Shouted the baronet.
No, sir. Not against you.
It was a woman's voice. Mrs. Barrymore, paler and more agitated than her husband, was at the door.